From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A new report from the World Anti-Doping Agency says there was systematic doping in Russian athletics. The report says that some 1,000 Russian athletes, including some gold medalists, benefited from a systematic doping program in Russia. WADA investigator Richard McLaren says the report outlines what he called an institutionalized and undisciplined medal-winning conspiracy.
For years, international sports competitions have unknowingly been hijacked by the Russians. Coaches and athletes have been playing on an uneven field. Sports fans and spectators have been deceived. It's time that stops.
McLaren said the conspiracy involved the Russian Sports Ministry, National Anti-Doping Agency, and the Federal Security Service, providing further evidence of state involvement in a massive program of cheating and cover-ups. The report is likely to heighten pressure on the International Olympic Committee to punish Russia before the 2018 Winter Games in Pyeongchang, South Korea. The South Korean National Assembly has voted to impeach President Park Geun-hye, with 234 members voting Friday for impeachment in the 300-seat parliament. The measure gained more than the two-thirds majority needed. The stunning and sudden collapse of Park's presidency was caused by recent allegations that a multi-million-dollar influence peddling scandal was being run out of the Blue House. The scandal sparked weeks of massive public protests across the country demanding Park's removal from office. Her approval rating plummeted to just 5%. This is VOA News. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Friday that his country and Syrian government forces will continue their bombing raids in Aleppo, Syria, until rebels vacate that city. Speaking in Hamburg, Germany, Lavrov said reporters misunderstood a statement he made Thursday that seemed to imply there had been a full ceasefire declared. He says, first of all, I never said that the fighting had been fully suspended. I said yesterday it was suspended so that civilians could leave, all those who wanted to do so, and definitely after those humanitarian causes, the hostilities would continue until what he called the bandits leave East Aleppo. Lavrov said that he hoped there would be a permanent agreement soon, but said American diplomats were exhibiting what he called strange behavior. He accused the Americans of backtracking on a proposal that would have allowed rebels to leave Aleppo if they laid down their weapons. On Thursday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said he was hopeful about a potential ceasefire agreement with Russia to end the fighting in Aleppo. At least 30 people were killed in northeast Nigeria after a pair of female suicide bombers struck the busy market Friday morning. The Nigerian army blamed the attack on the Boko Haram Islamist group, which has been known to use women and young girls to launch suicide attacks. The group did not immediately claim responsibility for the bombing. An explosion near a security checkpoint on a main road in Cairo killed 6 police officers and wounded 3 others on Friday. The blast occurred on a road which leads to the Giza pyramids and is often filled with tour buses. It smashed several cars and broke the windows of police SUVs, leaving debris and gravel strewn about the area. A security cordon has been put in place around the site of the attack, with masked troops standing guard with automatic weapons as investigators inspect the scene. A group called Hassam, or Decisiveness, claimed responsibility. Ghanaian President John Mahama says that he will accept the outcome of Wednesday's election as that country waits for the Electoral Commission to declare a winner. News organizations in Ghana say Mahama's main challenger, Nana Akufo-Addo of the opposition New Patriotic Party, or NPP, is all but assured of victory with about 53% of the vote. President Mahama is seeking a second term as leader of the West African country, a major exporter of oil, gold, and cocoa. Akufo-Addo, a former foreign minister, has seized on Ghana's current economic woes as a campaign theme, accusing the government of incompetence. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.